UK government funds sexual acts dice game for 13-year-olds. By Virginia Hale on August 31, 2020. A government-funded sex education toolkit including a game where children roll a body parts dice and discuss sexual acts has raised concerns over the sexualization of young people. Produced by the Proud Trust, the toolkit has dice featuring words including anus, vulva, penis, hands and fingers, and mouth, and orders children to talk through the sexual activities it would be possible to carry out using two body parts. In the pack, teachers are told not all combinations will be easy to discuss and some might seem impossible, but that the aim is to get people talking and to limit assumptions about what kind of sex people have, according to documents seen by The Times. Every combination is worthy of a conversation, it claims. An LGBT charity which claims to be a life-saving and life-enhancing organization. The Proud Trust promotes the toolkit, titled Sexuality Agenda V2, is designed for ages 13+ and for use in secondary schools, colleges and other youth settings. On its website, the Proud Trust also boasts that the kit is a fully planned out and resourced 4-lesson/session pack that helps schools meet their statutory requirements to deliver LGBT+ inclusive RSE, relationships and sex education. Sexuality Agenda V2 was produced after the so-called charity was handed £99,960 from the government stamp on tax fund, which is supposed to award the money collected from tax on women's sanitary products to projects aimed at helping disadvantaged women and girls. The Times reported that the contents of the pack have raised concerns. Speaking to the newspaper, a spokesman for Safe Schools Alliance, Tanya Carter, stated, "This resource clearly breaches safeguarding. The tampon tax should be used to educate girls on their rights, not prematurely sexualize them." Tory peer Baroness Nicholson of Winterbourne wrote to the Education Secretary, Gavin Williamson, noting that while the RSE guidelines are quite good on what they do want, they do not prohibit anything and in consequence seem to be abused. Abdicating responsibility to teachers only for them to abdicate it to minority interest lobby groups is surely unsatisfactory, unhealthy and unsafe, she said, adding, it is right for the state to ensure that certain bases are covered. Unfortunately, as offered, the guidelines leave the door open for anyone to teach whatever they want at any age they consider appropriate. An investigation into the toolkit by campaign group Transgender Trend in May revealed that anal sex is a constant feature of the pack, which normalizes the practice by noting a survey which found that just under 1 in 5 16 to 25-year-olds said they had engaged in the activity in the last year. The toolkit also demands that learners use the phrase a person with a vagina rather than a woman's vagina and a person with a penis rather than a man's penis so as to be sensitive to the beliefs of transgender people, according to the investigation. Breitbart London has previously reported on World Health Organization, WHO, and UN-produced comprehensive sex education guidelines, which demand countries around the world promote transgender ideology, homosexual lifestyles, and safe access to abortion. The material, which critics say sexualizes children, also discusses the so-called sexual rights of children, including that children under 4 should be given information about early childhood masturbation and the right to explore gender identities.